Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Kathy. Thank you so much for tuning in to Informational Technology Today. Our topic today is, what is copyright? We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. What is copyright and what does it mean that co-creators have independent rights to use and license a work? Copyright may sometimes be shared with other creators, each of whom holds a set of rights to use and license the work. It protects the author of the original work by granting the owner of a copyrighted work a series of rights to use, reproduce, distribute, sell, copy, perform, dub, communicate, share, publish and communicate. It gives owners the right to copy and distribute their works and, in general, to use and control how they are used. Unlike patent rights, copyright in the United States was originally created by the invention of patent law and its subsequent extension. The primary aspects of copyright are now regulated in Title 17 of our code, which is enshrined in the Copyright Act 1976, which is currently in force. United States law provides for copyright protection for all original works of authorship, including the original work itself. This protection applies to both published and unpublished works and covers all works in the following categories: musical works, dramatic works that include accompanying music, films, television shows, books, video games and other media. Protection includes the publication of a work in print, online or on the Internet, as well as the publication of an unpublished work such as a book or video. Below is an overview of what is and isn't protected by copyright in the United States and other countries. While trademarks typically protect the intellectual property rights of an object, the name, title and slogan are not protected by copyright. Granted, it is easy to download a song from the Internet or make a copy of a book instead of buying it, but that is a violation of the copyright of the author. Sometimes the author decides to license his work to others without the explicit permission of the author, but in most cases this must be stored on the computer. Adding a Creative Commons license to a work does not forfeit copyright, but allows individuals to use the work without explicit permission, making it easier for others to enjoy, expand, and build on the creation. Copyright only applies to works by original authors, which means that each work is unique. Copyright law lays down basic terms of use that are automatically applicable to the original work. These terms grant certain exclusive rights to the copyright holder or creator, while recognizing that users have certain rights to use the work without a license or permission. This means that the permission granted by the original product manufacturers, such as a Creative Commons license, is the same as the author's permission to reproduce this work for use by other users, whether in a commercial or non-commercial manner. One protective measure that can be used to protect original creations is copyright. Copyright law grants the originator of the original material the right to use or reproduce the material for a certain period of time, to the point where the copyrighted object becomes public domain. The original work is tangible, so it must be protected by copyright laws. This type of work is known as the original work of authorship and is considered original because the author created the work with independent thinking and without duplication. Anyone who owns an original work with authorship must have copyright in the work to prevent it from being used or copied by others. Copyright applies to both published and unpublished works and is bound to all original works created by a single author, such as a poet, writer, artist, musician or artist. Copyright law does not require the author to file special papers, as is the case with trademarks and patents. As for rights, authors do not need to register anything to use Circle C to show that copyright is an automatic right and that the work is protected by copyright. Registration is only required for the purpose of enforcing the law, not for other purposes, such as copyright infringement. One of the many great things about copyright is that it is endowed with an exclusive right that allows the owner to do and approve as many things as he likes and exercise substantial control over the work. Therefore, someone can independently create a work that expresses the same idea in another way, but cannot infringe the copyright of the original work and can read and reread it. Copyright is a form of intellectual property that protects the rights of a person or group of people in their work. The most important protection offered by copyright is the copying of works. For example, copyright law in English law, in the Copyright, Design and Patents Act 1988, provides that when a copyrighted work is made by an employee in employment, the copyright belongs to the employer who would be the higher party. Since a qualified work automatically has a copyright, you do not need to register it to receive it. Thank you all for joining us again on Informational Technology. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.